Archdiocese Caritas Prague is one of the three biggest charity organizations in the Czech Republic. Every year it spends some 70 million crowns, or almost $5 million, on projects around the world, in countries such as Belarus, India, Zambia and Uganda. Our guest today on One-on-One is Jitka Škovránková, who has recently returned from Uganda, where she headed a project of a Czechoslovak hospital in the town of Bujkve. What exactly did you do there?
I was the hospital administrator, that's the official title. It means that I was the representative of the major donor of the hospital, the Archdiocese Caritas Prague. The function involves, running the hospital, which means financial things, administration, employees paying the salaries, getting drugs, blood, oxygen, basically to run the hospital, to maintain its functions.
How did Caritas first get the idea of opening a hospital in Uganda?
The Archdiocese Caritas Prague runs the child sponsorship program in Uganda since 2001. And this project supports basically the education of children through the sponsorship of Czech donors. And later they started to add more development projects to support the whole communities, the families of the sponsored children, because we think we have to support the whole communities, not only, specific people, specific children, but we have to support whole families. So later, more like agricultural income generation projects came into the implementation. And finally, Caritas Prague decided to add on the healthcare project. In 2005, the construction started and finished after 2 years, and the hospital has been open in February 2007.
What kind of hospital is it? How big is it, and what kind of care does it provide?
It's a general hospital. It means it has normal 4 department, pediatric ward, general ward, maternity ward, and surgical ward. Of course, it has the outpatient department as a normal ambulance where you can come to see the doctor with a smaller disease. It has a laboratory. It runs some specific programs as nutrition programs, vaccination programs, or outreaches into the rural areas around to reach the very poor.
Do you get Czech doctors to work there, or do you rely on locals?
We cooperate with St. Elizabeth University from Slovakia. So since the start, we have there around 4 or 5 Slovak or Czech doctors present all the time. We always try to have, all the important areas covered. It means we have a gynecologist, surgeon, anesthesiologist, internist and pediatrician.
How does general healthcare in Uganda stand compared to healthcare in, let's say, more developed countries?
In general, there are 3 types of healthcare providers in Uganda. Some of them are governmental, which does not really work. These are only sponsored through the global funding. It means that they run a specific programs, and in fact they turn all the healthcare into the ARVs and fighting of global initiatives, which means to fight tuberculosis, malaria and HIV. So it's very, very specific and unreliable. The other type are private hospitals, which are rare, and of course you have to pay a lot of money. And the third, official part is the private non-for-profit hospitals, which arise from the old missions, from the missionaries, which came in the 19th century. And we are a part of this basket of hospitals. They cover at the moment almost a half of the healthcare in Uganda. In general, the statistics says that almost 50% of Ugandans have no access to healthcare, especially on the north where there was a conflict. But in fact, there is a big tradition of traditional healthcare, or we can call it healthcare. But these are like local healers or herbalists who were present all the centuries before, and the mixture is now very visible. They are, they are like traditional birth attendants or spiritual healers, which call for gods and pray and kill animals and so on. So there are like healing through the rituals and herbs, and I would say that partly it's fine that herbs are strong and definitely like part of it it's working, but part of it is also quite dangerous, as we receive cases of children with like cut bodies by knives with ornaments when they were treated by the traditional healers, or we have people who ate the herbs and they die after. So this is the situation in Uganda. But there is, like, the statistic says that there is about 290 Ugandans per one traditional doctor and 20,000 of Ugandans per one, like, Western medicine doctor, we can say. So it's a big difference. And majority of the people goes first to the traditional healer.
Well, that might be one of the reasons why Uganda has had such a serious problem with the HIV infection. What's the situation there like now?
Right now, the official number says that the rate has dropped quite a lot, but it's also somehow known that it's the President Museveni who, at the beginning of his era as a president, put the rate quite high, and now he says, like, it dropped so much as his campaign and work is successful. So the official numbers are now around 6.8%. The prevalence of HIV. What I can say that my laboratory tests are showing that something between one-third or one-half of the tests are positive. Definitely it's more in the rural areas. It's definitely the most is from the islands of the Victoria Lake. These are communities very traditional and healthcare on the islands is none. And it's fishermen communities where the man has quite a lot of money and they are drunkards and so on. So the HIV is very high, especially on the Victoria Lake. So I would say the number is much higher than the official statistics.
The United States has sponsored an abstinence-only strategy to combat AIDS in the country. Do you think that these programs work?
It's a very famous PEPFAR funding from President Bush. I don't know if it really works. The truth is that you can see like both approaches in Uganda. We as a Catholic hospital, of course, we cannot promote condoms or birth control tablets or something like that. But the truth is that we have incorporated a former governmental health center. And within this, we have to run all the governmental programs, which include also family planning with condom distribution. So we, I think, from Czech Republic, we are not so much strict about abstinence only as we see it from maybe more Western point of view. But in Uganda, we cannot really promote it, but somehow we do.
You spend a year in Uganda. Are you going to go back?
Well, I just came back recently, so I don't know yet. The truth is I'm now staying with the hospital in, like, working from Prague. We are working on receiving funds or grant from Ugandan government, so I'm preparing all the reports. And, yeah, I don't know yet. I'm not sure.